Listen, gents, good morning. And for those who haven't met me, I'm Richard Achter. On behalf of the ASA Bank Committee, I'd like to welcome you to this year's banking seminar. It's a pleasure to host you today, and we really look forward to engaging in some hopefully thought-provoking conversations around actuaries in the banking environment and how you can continue to innovate. Our chair lady, Kudzai Chishigi, has prepared a fantastic program for us today, and we really look forward to going through it. Whether it's the disruption of cryptocurrencies, the rise of fintechs, the continuous regulatory and accounting changes, the increased power of consumers, or the new banks knocking at incumbents' doors, banks are more than ever challenged to think differently, solve business problems in new and innovative ways, and I think be much more agile in the way they conduct their business. We believe that actuaries are uniquely armed with a combination of both a quantitative and qualitative skill set to help banks do this and solve both complex business strategies and everyday business problems in new and innovative ways. And as such, we've deemed the theme for the day as actuaries in the new world of banking. We have a range of speakers for you today, ranging from regulatory specialists, veteran industry innovators, academic experts, and even some chartered accountants who have managed to break away from the chains of their auditing desks. Just some housekeeping matters before you begin. For those who are thirsty for some Wi-Fi, I know it's like a basic common human need nowadays. The hotel has a guest Wi-Fi. You can just log in. It's very simplistic. The restrooms are just through the door on the left-hand side. And because as a matter of courtesy, the presentations will go ahead, and at the end will be about 10 to 15 minutes of Q&A, from which there will be two roaming mics that will go around. So just raise your hand, and we can answer you, take your questions. And I think, lastly, all presentations will be on the ASA website for you to use afterwards to review and to hopefully engage in further discussion. I think before we dive in, I just want to give you a brief update on how banking as an actuarial practice area is evolving both in the South African and the global space. As many know, ASA was the first society to launch the Banking Fellowship, essentially a subject which enabled aspiring actuaries with the ability to understand the perhaps very different environment of banking to traditional insurance, but also to enable them to succeed in the banking area. And as of the first semester of 2018, we now have 15 students who've passed the Banking Fellowship. And I think even more remarkable is that every session we're seeing more and more individuals write into exams, showcasing the people's interest or actuaries' desire to enter the banking realm. On the global front, interest in banking as a practice area is growing both on an individual basis and for societies. And I think this is mostly illustrated if you look at the International Actuarial Association. Now, that's the parent of all the individual country associations, establishing the Banking Working Group, whose members' sole mandate is to firstly investigate how we can build out the banking as a practice area internationally, but also how to best enable and establish it at actuaries as thought leaders in the area. As part of that, there was a survey that went around globally with close to 1,000 respondents from more than 37 members' associations, and their insights were remarkable. I think very encouraging, really, showing that 73% of actuaries who do not work in banks hoping to move to the banking space, I think recognizing their ability to add value in that arena. And I think even more insightful is student actuaries and university students, 83% and 84% of those respectively, saying that they would like to qualify or specialize in banking. Again, showing people's or actuaries' insight to understanding that they can actually impact the banking space. And to that effect, and I think what benefit is to you, is that ASA, working very closely with the Banking Working Group, has established or built out a banking toolkit, essentially a very simple play-by-play of how to establish banking as a practice area to ensure that globally banking actuaries are recognized as thought leaders and specialists and have the ability to create value in that arena.